Let's talk to Jason Longshore. We'll talk a little soccer with him here in a minute. But first, Jason Longshore, brought to you by Dunkin's Cold Brew. Dunkin's Cold Brew featuring cold foam. Dunkin's Cold Brew featuring cold foam. Joins us, of course, on the WayForward.com hotline. He of the many, many podcasts, including the No Swag Shop. Jason, how about that?
I got a feeling Andy Bunker and I in the No Swag Shop this afternoon are just going to be laughing for 60 minutes. Please join us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious. Take me through your range of emotion, because that game got ugly kind of quick. So take me through your range of emotions when you were watching.
I think what we've come to find about this team is they have an inner belief that championship teams do. And it's something that this group's first time in the postseason, you don't know if that's going to happen yet. Sometimes it takes, what they say in this league, it takes losing to learn how to play in the postseason. Sometimes it does. Sometimes you have to go through that adversity. But this group, they got it within. And it's coming from different people. That's what's been so amazing about it, is Trey's Trey. And you know, I think anybody who is still throwing questions up about Trey Young, stop, go home, sit down, go leave those alone. But this one, you got this is why you went out and got Lou Williams. That game last night is why you went out and got Lou Williams. And I think if you heard his comments after the game and what he had to say about Trey and what he had to say about this group of players, that move is the one that, in my opinion, changed everything for this team. Because if they don't make that move, they are not where they are right now. There's no way. That changed everything. And Lou's had his ups and downs. Lou's had some big performances, and Lou's been anonymous at times. But last night is why you went and got him. Him and Lou and Gallinari sparked this comeback.
Jason Longshore, No Swag Shop podcast. Of course, the forever famous Stoppage Time, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Yeah, it's been somebody else every single night stepping up for this team, and now you're a win away. So, Jason, how do you vote in this poll? And it's okay to vote whatever way you want. Asking you, can the Hawks win the NBA title? You're going to say, heck yeah. You're going to say, I guess, maybe. Or you're going to say, no, but boy, this is fun.
Can they? Absolutely. Because it's wide open right now. It is wide open, and anybody who's left has got a shot. The Hawks have as good a shot as anybody. They shoot the ball so well, and it's not coming from one player or two players to where if they have a bad night, there's nobody else to step up. That's the thing about this group, is the way this roster has been constructed, you've got a ton of shooters, and it's very rare, although sure, it'll happen, where you've got, you know, 6-7 shooters who are all going through a bad night at the same time. You've got guys who can shoot, and you can keep finding the hot hand. You're going to hang around in games. And Trey is showing the ability to call the shots down the stretch as this team needs. So if you give him a chance late in games, he's showing he can win games for you.
Talking with Jason Longshore as we get ready for Game 6 tomorrow night between the Hawks and the 76ers. And they are melting down in Philadelphia today. Hugh, I'm seeing more and more about, let me ask, I'm going to ask both of you a question. And Hugh, I want you to weigh in on this because you know Philadelphia. Pressure's already on the Sixers. We understand that. That's just a sheer numbers situation going on the road to face a closeout game. But how much of this reaction by the fans, how does that weigh on you? How does that weigh on the Sixers? I mean, does that create internal strife, a loss like that?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, I would think so, John. I mean, because you're in your mind, you're the better team. You know, you've been here before. You're getting handled by upstart, and you had them on the ropes, in my opinion, for three quarters. You had them on the ropes for three quarters, and you can't close them out. That tends to wear on people, I would imagine. You know, never been in a situation like that where, you know, you've been in a dominant situation for as long as they were dominating and it's not working out in your favor. Have never seen anything like that. That's not supposed to happen.
Let me ask you. Go ahead.
Did you have a problem with Joel Embiid not speaking to the media last night after that?
Well, yeah. I mean, because you have to. You know, if you're going to be front and center when you're winning, you got to be front center and be gracious when you lose, man. You have to. I mean, that's a part of the gig. You know, that's a part of the gig.
him choosing not to do that made me worry a little bit about their mentality after a backbreaking loss.
Sure,
like
Lou.
That.
Yeah, because Jason, that, like you said, that's a backbreaker. That is a backbreaker. That's one where you're looking around like, what the hell happened? Like for three quarters, you were in control. You were up 20. Like I was watching the game, I fell asleep, and I woke up and I'm like, that's not supposed to happen. Like that's not like seriously. I try not to get emotional, but I'm like, oh no, that's not supposed to happen. You're down 20. You're getting manhandled, like for three quarters, and then you come back and win in that fashion. Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Jason, let me ask you a question. I want to go back to take you, rewind you, and combine your stoppage time and your no swag shop here. When Atlanta United, in its second year of existence, is about to win the MLS Cup, which is almost historic to think that they were able to do what they were able to do, was there a point in the year where you said it went from just, oh, this team could contend, to, hey, these guys are actually, that you knew before they got to the finals, these guys are actually going to win this thing, aren't they?
100%. It was the win in San Jose pretty late in the season where they were down 3-1, and there was a sequence where it was a handball in the box that the referee didn't spot. It went to VAR. But before it could go to VAR, San Jose went the other way, scored. So for a few seconds, it was 4-1. That goal was pulled back because of a handball on the other end. Atlanta cut it to 3-2. They found an equalizer and then got a late winner. And we talked about it after the Marcelino Moreno late winner against Montreal. Atlanta United doesn't have a lot of those kinds of stoppage time goals, those last-minute winning goals. That game in San Jose afterwards was where I thought, okay, before they could have won the Supporters' Shield, they could have ended up as the best team in the regular season, but do they have that mentality in the postseason? Because it's a different world. It's a different kind of game. That win in San Jose was where I thought, all right, they can win games when the chips are down.
All right, so how do you equate that to what you're seeing with the Hawks? Is there any equation, or am I stretching for something here?
No, you have to have that to win championships, in my opinion. I think it's just so rare that a team can go through a regular season and just dominate with no adversity. I can't think of many times that's happened. You have to have that swagger. You have to have that inner belief that this team has consistently talked about. And you have to have that, arrogance in those moments that they didn't care what the score was. I think from the 9-minute mark in the third quarter through the rest of the way, the Hawks outscored Philly 63-36. I mean, it's an arrogance. And I think that's what wins championships in those moments, because every team is going to face it where things go wrong and they just have to fight their way back into it. Championship teams have it.
How much credit do you give Coach McMillan in this situation?
A ton, because I don't know if that would have happened with the previous coaching staff, because I don't think the team had that inner belief in the same way. And he's the perfect leader for this group, because I think he's walking that line of letting this group of young players, for the most part, be themselves, but also stepping in when he needs to guide them. Mm-hmm. He's not cracking a whip. He's guiding them and letting them find out who they are in these moments. And that's huge. And he's put a lot of belief in Trey. And I think Trey's confidence has grown a ton since that. And as far as Trey Young goes, he can carry this team all the way to a championship. He is that good.
All right, Jason, I only got 30 seconds. Sorry to squeeze this in here, but United back in action. Philadelphia, no Joseph. The other Philadelphia, you go with Philadelphia again. Philadelphia Union, they mashed you a little bit in Champions League. What do you expect this weekend?
It's going to be a good game, because these teams played a couple of good ones in CONCACAF. Even that game where the Union won 3-0, Atlanta had the best 45 minutes that we've seen this season. So a little bit of friction between the coaching staffs as well. This game will be, I think, a really intense game. A lot of fun to watch for the fans who are going to be in the building. And, hey, if the Hawks can close out the Sixers on Friday, maybe Atlanta United can close Philadelphia Union out as well on Sunday. It'll be a good weekend for Atlanta versus Philly.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Thanks much. Do appreciate it. Thanks,
You're
Jason.
You're the man, Jason.
Thanks, y'all.